Mizmor Kufra Vav, one of the most famous of all the Tehillims. She'a Malis B'Shuv Hashem is Shivas Tzion, Hayinu K'Cholmim. The description of when we're going to see the Kibbutz Goliyus, which we're all yearning for, and that keeps us going. We know that one of the most important things in life is to have the Yichul HaMiyachin L'Chazdoi, to always yearn for salvation on a personal level, but equal on the level of Klal Yisrael, half of Shemona, of the Bakoshes of Shemona Esrei are regarding that. Kabbal Shofar, Shiva Shavteinu, Hamashinim, Al Tzadikim, Yerushalayim Mircha, Semach Dovin, Sechel Zeno. And we have to mechazik that idea that even though it says that a person is miyachal for something for a long time, it causes a to be heartbroken because it's not happening, by us it doesn't affect us in such a fashion. And the idea behind it is, the person's hoping for his business to succeed, and year after year it's not succeeding. The fact that it's not succeeding over a period of time seems to prove the fact that it will not succeed, because he's in doubt whether it will succeed. By us, that's not the case. We know 100% clearly that Yeshua will come, Mashiach will come. And therefore, the fact that a long period of time transpired in the Golus is not a reason to give up hope. It's a reason to recognize we're getting closer and closer, because it will happen. And that's what we're saying. When it happens, we're going to say, Yinu K'cholmim, this is what we've been dreaming about all along. We didn't know how it's going to happen, but it's suddenly going to come about. And then we're going to say that dream we had will come true, because it's Emes a dream. Oz Yimolis Chagpinu L'Shoneinu Rino. We'll be full of happiness. All the things that are hurting us, disturbing us, will stop. We'll even, Soik sometimes is referring to laughter. We'll be able to laugh at certain things. Why did that bother me? I didn't have the clarity to see. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything, every Nisan I went through was bringing me closer to my Shleimus, to the Shleimus of the world. We'll laugh at the pain that we had before. And we'll be full of laughter and happiness. L'Shoneinu Rino. Rino is the song of praising Hashem. And not only will we recognize that, but Oz Yom HaGoyim Higdol Hashem L'Asis Emele. Even though all the Goyim, unfortunately, we're surrounded by the whole world that hates us right now. Some of them are trying to kill us, and other ones would like to kill us, even though they don't say it. We're suddenly going to see, we all made a mistake. Hashem did something great, supernatural, for this nation of Klal Yisrael. And we're going to answer that we knew that all along. Higdol Hashem L'Asis Simonu. You, Goyim, are just realizing it now, after the Gula. But Hashem, throughout our period of time, we're going through Golus. Right now, we know that Hashem is Imanu. Kamovan, Hayinu Smechem, the full Simcha we're going to have then. But even now, we're going to have a certain level of Simcha, not a full level, not a Shchoik, not that laughter, that full happiness, but a Simcha Salev, a good feeling that we have it right. We're getting closer to our goal, and we're staying with HaKadosh Baruch under all circumstances. Shuv Hashem, when Hashem is going to bring us back, we're saying it's going to be like the sudden streams of water that come in the dried land in the Negev. That's also the situation. The Negev looks at arid, dried land. Nothing can grow there. And suddenly comes a big stream of water, and suddenly out of the ground, all the vegetation starts sprouting forth. It looked like unimaginable. This is a desert. Nothing's going to grow out of that. In 1 second comes the Afikim, that body of water, and everything comes to life. And that's the Moshel of the Gula. We don't know how close we are, but we are very close. And it looks impossible. So far we're getting deeper into Golus. The spiritual state of Klal Yisrael, the physical state and the animosity towards Klal Yisrael is growing and growing. But the land is arid. We don't see the Kiddush on the surface if we don't ponder it a little bit deeper. But in 1 second, Hashem's going to megal himself, and we're going to sprout forth with the beautiful vegetation, the flowers and everything, plants that are going to grow from that sudden water that's going to bring life to, spiritual life to the world. And this is an important thing for us to know now. Now there's a bechina of dima, crying. We don't have what we want. We have hardships. We have nisyonis, spiritual nisyonis and physical nisyonis, each one of us. Just keep on planting. Every mitzvah we do is planting. when you get a little nervous about something, remind yourself we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say that word, I'm Hashem, I know I'm on your hands, we calm ourselves down, we calm our families down. We don't let all the situations shake us up, whether it's things coming from enemies from the south and the north, or within our own homes sometimes there's agitation. Every time we say a good word to one another, we say have a good thought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're planting. We're putting seeds in the ground that when the time comes, it's going to sprout forth tremendous Yeshua. Birini Iksaru. Holech Eilchul Vochel. Noise Mesher Azora. That the person is walking with his tool that is, has the seeds in it. And he's dropping the seeds in the ground. And he's crying as he's doing it because he doesn't know what's going to be. But Yova Birina Noise Alumazov. He's eventually come with the tremendous bundles of produce that can come out of it. So this is what keeps us going throughout history. We have clear, 100% clarity. The Geula will come. Kibbutz Golis will come. The refreshing waters of Hashem's Hashgacha will come out. As long as we go through them, whether it's a time of crying or the time of Simcha, we're planting and those seeds will take root and eventually we'll see brachas and yeshuas, even now, but 100 times, 1,000,000 times more when the Geula comes from Heir V'Yameinu.